have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Hey, it's Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency, back in the saddle. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are, when you decided to hit that play button. I am so grateful that you're listening, so grateful for this show that I get to do to express my creativity and the inspired messages I am called to share with all you who are inspired to listen. So thank you. I appreciate every single download, every single listen, with profound appreciation. Today I was thinking about what direction I would go when I hit that record button. And I love just being in the place of gratitude. I just moved to a place, I don't think for hours and hours, what am I going to talk about? I never ever do that. Most of these podcasts, I don't do any preparation because I want it to be inspired. Inspired by source, inspired by divine ideas, whatever you want to call it, inspired by grace, and I want it to just flow. Now, perhaps some shows are a little bit different. Some shows, maybe you feel the passion more than others, but you have to realize we're all in different places in consciousness at different times. So hang in there, because some will really, really resonate with you. Some may not, but take what you will. Take what does resonate with you, especially some of the things that may be difficult to hear. And what I mean by that, there are some things that I might suggest, some things that are in fact truth, some things that will help you grow, that will touch a sore spot, that will touch that place of pain within you. But that's what you need to address to grow. You know, the Genesis Frequency podcast and all the work that I do and my wife do, we do this together. We're Proctor Gallagher consultants, and we minister the message of prosperity. Whole life prosperity is basically what we do. We know that if you are breathing, there is something for you to be, do, and have that perhaps you're not being, doing, or having. So we say it's time to take matters into your own mind, because we have been gifted by our Creator every single thing that we need to be, do, or have, whatever that desire is within us, whatever would satisfy any longing or discontent we may feel. And you often hear me say, that big dream that you probably rejected because you didn't think it was possible for your life is what you should be pursuing. Now, what I want to talk about today is, in all that pursuit, in all that seeking, in all that many, many, many of you do that we could call chasing something that you don't have, therein lies the problem. Because you see, that big dream, that desire, that aspiration is really seeking you. You really have to come to one of my live presentations so I can illustrate this for you, because we really do think in pictures. But that desire, that want, That dream is seeking you. When you match the vibration or the frequency of that dream, meaning you're holding it dominant in your mind, you're getting engaged with it emotionally, adding the feeling tone to it, the universe responds to that vibration. You're a match because you found it. You found your purpose. You found your passion. You start vibrating at that frequency. And the universe moves in conditions, circumstances, situations, people to support, to match that frequency. So you're not going it alone. In fact, you're never going it alone because you're one with all that is. But you have to change the dial. You have to change the frequency. So stop the chasing, stop the running. And I want to really let you know in this show that, especially this particular episode here, not to neglect you. So often we neglect that inner self and what we are. You know, we came into being in this same creative process that we used to create, our source used to create. We're one of our source. Only difference is our level and degree and awareness of what we are. And I'm not talking about who you are. I'm not talking, you ask somebody, well, what are you? And somebody might say, well, I'm a butcher, I'm a bricklayer, or I'm an attorney, or I'm an accountant. No, that's what you do. That's not who you are. It's not what you are. That's something you do. What you are is an infinite expression of all that is, of source, of God, whatever name you give to it, this creative energy that we find, that we're immersed in, that we're swimming in, that is everywhere present. This energy that there's no place we can go where it is not. You are one of that because the creative process works the same way, because it's law. First, you're a thought. You're a thought in mind, and let's use mind with an uppercase M to look at the big mind, right? You're a thought. Just like we have an idea, and yeah, we get excited about it because it touches our passion and what we want to create. Well, so are we. We are that grand idea in the thought process in the mind of Source. Wow. Just sit and stew with that for a little bit. Sit and be immersed in that. And fall in love with you. Fall in love with your soul. Fall in love with life. Fall in love with love. Fall in love with giving. Now that's something our society doesn't really teach you to do too much. Fall in love with giving and give and give and give. Whether it's your value, your talent, your time, wherever you find inspiration, wherever you feel your soul nourished, give. Give to charities to help others. Always be a person of increase, but give to your soul. I mean, set the intention to never, ever again neglect time within. Came across my desk in my email. I get daily inspiration from Neil Donald Walsh. And he said recently that your inner life is begging you for some attention. Perhaps that's you. Your inner life is begging you for some attention. Can you not hear your soul calling you? Please do not ignore this call any longer, he says. Please do not say, yeah, yeah, tonight, or okay, I get it. Starting tomorrow, I'll meditate every morning. Stop everything right this minute, if only for 90 seconds, and say hello to your soul. Reconnect, touch in, and listen to what you are trying to tell yourself. Think about that. We can stop the chasing, we can stop the seeking, because we can go within, and we can begin right in this moment. right in this moment to move into that big dream goal. Really, that, 'cause that's where it starts. We have to decide, yeah, I've had this idea, this dream all my life, and I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna do this thing, and I'm gonna start right now. And you start right now by getting in a quiet place, going to the silence, visiting your soul, and just listening. Listening, like Neil says, to what you are trying to tell yourself. We allow ourselves to be conditioned by society. Society and sense, what I call sense consciousness, meaning the input from the world around us, from our environment, from the TV and the news and the radio and what we read in social media, we allow it. We're allowing it in and day out. We're allowing ourselves to get in line, get in lockstep with the herd, to follow what is everybody else doing. Because if everybody else doing it, it must be right. It must be the way to go. I'm gonna do it too. We conform. We go somewhere. I don't want to look out of place. I don't want to look like I'm the only one. Why not? They don't know what they're doing. They're walking zombies. They're unconscious, maybe competence. Many of them aren't even competent. So we allow ourselves to conform. We allow ourselves to fall into the trap. We allow ourselves to be programmed. Perhaps not early on, because when we came out and when we were conceived and we were born, we were just this open vessel of subconscious mind taking it all in. So much of our environment and the genetics teaching us behaviors that came down from grandma and grandpa and before that are instilled in us. But as we go on and we have a conscious mind, which is a thinking mind where we have the faculties of perception and memory and imagination and reason and intuition and will, use them. We can use them. We don't have to conform. Just because everybody else is doing it doesn't mean that's the right way to go. Little bit of a rant there. But I'm so passionate about that, especially when I talk about, hey, pull back a little bit, visit your soul. What are you trying to tell yourself? Quit burying that longing and discontent. Quit saying no to you. Quit saying no to your soul and start saying yes to your dreams. Start saying yes to your aspirations and desires. The longer you suppress them, not allowing the creativity to manifest itself in and through you, the more that suppression of that will turn into something that you don't want. It can lead to anxiety, that can lead to depression, and the combination of the both leads to dis-ease. A body that's not at ease, dis-ease. That's not what you want. Stop conforming. Stop trying to fit in. Stop doing what everybody else is doing. Stop saying, I gotta do it the way of the world. Stop worrying about what everybody else thinks. Stop trying to fit in. You don't want to fit in. Do you want what the majority of everybody else has? Everybody else out there is scratching their head, wondering which way is up. Like zombies going through the same motions day in and day out. Fall in love with your life. Fall in love with you. Fall in love with love. Fall in love with giving. Fall in love with your soul. And look at life from the perspective of life falling in love with you. Because when you shift and just do these things, when you go within and you start falling in love with life, falling in love with you, falling in love with your soul, you're going to change your vibration and your frequency. And you're going to notice that life has been loving you all along. That life has been tapping at that door, has been rushing in to meet you. Look at the beauty of this world that we live in. Sure, you can find plenty of things that may be not in alignment with beauty. But look at the bouquet of goodness. Just let's look in nature itself. Walk through a garden or a forest or a hillside or a mountain or a meadow or a stream or an ocean or a lake. And use your faculty of perception to say, wow, this is a bouquet from Source gifting me its love. This is a bouquet from Source gifting me its love. See the world as falling in love with you. And fall in love with yourself all over again, perhaps for the first time, and start by falling in love with your soul. All right, got that out of my system. Hey, thank you for listening. Let's talk about this. I'd love to have a conversation with you. My wife would love to have a conversation with you. We both would love to have a conversation with you, whatever's comfortable for you. We are Proctor Gallagher Consultants, and we help individuals, small businesses, and corporations move from where they are to where they want to be. Not from point A to point B. That's the other guys. We move you from point A all the way to your big dream goal, to that pot of gold somewhere over the rainbow, however you define that pot of gold, whether it's something that you want to move into your field of experience as a physical thing, an object, that big dream, no matter what it is. But maybe it's on a different level. Maybe it's physically. My wife does great, specializes in that area, works on the belief system and transformation to transform you. Maybe it's weight loss. Maybe it's, she works wonders with diabetic, type 2 diabetics, working with people because herself has been 12 years, not diabetes under control, diabetes free for 12 years. Remarkable. We do all these things by teaching you how to take matters into your own mind by thinking into results. So reach out with a comment, with an email, with a phone call, with a carrier pigeon, a smoke signal, whatever way. Let's have this conversation. Let's talk about big dream goals. Consultations are no charge. We do this for free. We'll talk with you and discern where you are now and where you want to be. Maybe you're feeling a little bit blocked. Maybe you're feeling a little bit stuck. Maybe you're feeling like you're in the fog. Let's have a conversation. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency and Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Cause Mina, and I am so grateful. Wishing you an infinitely spectacular day. Blessings.